Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Well, good morning again, and welcome to today's issues, or good afternoon if you live in the Eastern time zone. Tim Wildman here on the American Family Radio Network. Dr. Ray Pritchard joining me from Dallas. Good morning again, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
And Walker Wildman is keeping our Facebook page humming over there. Walker, you we also did an action alert yesterday regarding the National Geographic cover story that we talked about. It's getting a lot of attention on the internet. What is this about now?
Yeah, so over the weekend, or late last week, National Geographic, which most know National Geographic, the channel on TV, the National Geographic channel, well, they also have a monthly publication, a magazine, and they announced that their January edition would cover what they call gender revolution. And what they did here is they interviewed, you know, dozens of not transgender adults. They interviewed children who identified as transgendered are the children are suffering from what psychiatrists call gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. So anyways, National Geographic magazine interviewed these kids, and they're just applauding these kids who are struggling with this gender identity disorder, and they're calling them things like beautiful and things like that. And so we issued an action alert just this morning encouraging our listeners, our supporters, to sign the petition to National Geographic urging them to apologize for this issue and to commit to avoiding similar publications in the future.
This is National Geographic. Ray, what do you think about when you think of National Geographic?
You know, back in the old days, Tim, we had them stacked up, right? You know, remember when you would go to the National Geographic, you'd get a map, and it would be the map of Yugoslavia,
right?
Or, you know, it would be like the history of the Civil War, or it'd be a map of Yellowstone National Park. It's fantastic, you know, or there'd be an article about the sharks off of Bermuda or something like that. For them, you know, Walker, what seems to me unconscionable is, first of all, what does transgenderism have to do with National Geographic in the
right
first place? But then to feature the age of this boy, what, 11
nine,
years old?
Nine years old.
That is not just wrong. That's morally evil and corrupt. I mean, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, well, you know, whatever you want to think about him, he's an adult, right?
Mm-hmm,
and he's,
right.
And he's, that's one thing. But to feature, this is featuring what we would consider what really is a kind of child abuse.
Right.
It's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, and they're exploiting these children. I mean, these children aren't even of age of consent where they can live on their own, get a driver's license. I mean, these children don't know any better. They just know what they're being taught.
Well, there's a couple things here, but National Geographic as Ray said, is a, well, look at the title, Geographic. It's
right,
a travel
Geographic
magazine,
right?
And it's a magazine about world geography and
right
places to
right
go and things to do, and then you know, things that happen around the world. It sort of brought the world to life for people who couldn't travel to Antarctica, for example. But now they're featuring a gender revolution as their lead article. Where can people read about this and we have an action alert about this.
If you visit afa.net, that's afa.net, our main page there, just on the right-hand side, you can see our action alerts and our National Geographic action alert titled, what rightly titled, National Geographic Exploits Children to Further Their Agenda.
All right, so that's afa.net,
mm-hmm.
afa.net. You're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve Jordahl is in with us from American Family News and OneNewsNow.com. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Steve.
What's happening, Steve? What do you got for us?
Top of the page at OneNewsNow.com. Right now, there's a little bit of a kerfuffle in the Southern Baptist movement as Dr. Russell Moore has said that he doesn't think that people should have voted for Mr. Trump. During a while back, he said that anybody who voted for Trump must repudiate everything they believe in. He's kind of walked that back, but he's getting some pushback from his Southern Baptist brethren who
Russell Moore is the
head of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission there. It's a pretty
right
important
in
position.
Nashville, and he's caused some division in the rank in the Southern Baptist because his office is paid for by tithes from Southern Baptist people.
And some of the churches are withholding their donations until this gets resolved.
So he's been against his own church or the majority of people in his own church on some issues. And it's not – so some people are going, why are we paying this guy's salary when he's criticizing his own people?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with
this. That's top of the page. You guys are talking about the National Geographic thing and how evil kind of appears. Well, I've got another story about how evil is appearing. the comedian, I guess her name, Lena Dunham, actress, comedian, is a crusader for what she calls women's rights and a feminist. And she is on a tear to get the stigma around abortion lifted so that people don't feel shame about having an abortion. She has gone so far now as to say she's never had an abortion, but she wishes she had just so that she could, you know, destigmatize the abortion, and she is getting
kinda
pounded from
kind of sick, isn't
from
it?
Everybody. She's getting pounded from people, even on the left, who some of the tweets that came into her. FYI, an abortion is not something you get to have. It's an awful experience one shouldn't wish for, like a gift from Santa. Lena Dunham should never be able to brag about having an abortion. It's sad that you think you could make, you know, that would make you more authentically pro-choice. I mean, she's just getting blasted.
She's a popular actress.
I guess she's got a show on HBO. I've never seen it, but I know that she's out there. She's kind of one of those celebrities that's kind of famous for being famous as well.
That translates to me, this is my personal translation of that almost like a guy saying, you know, I ain't killed anybody in my life. So to, you know, work against the stigma of murderers, I'm going to murder somebody. That's in essence what she's saying.
It really is. You know, she had said before, she had said, I sort of, she said, girl, she created this program called Girls. She visited a Planned Parenthood in Texas, and where a young girl asked her to join a project where women shared their stories about abortion. And she said, I haven't had an abortion. I wanted to make it clear to her as much as I was going out and fighting for other women's options. She said, I myself had never had an abortion. And then she said, oh, I'm stigmatizing myself. The woman who cares as much as anybody about, quote, women's rights to choose, felt it important that people know that I'm unblemished in this department. So she said, okay, I haven't had an abortion, but I'm going to go ahead and say I wish I had, just so that I could be more authentic.
That's sick.
It really is. It's just sad.
What else you got? By the way, do we know anything more about the situation in Berlin?
As far as I know,
what happened was that tell us what happened.
Revelers were at a Christmas party on a street in Germany, and somebody hijacked a truck that was coming out of Poland, I believe. And just like they did in Nice, France, a couple months ago, this guy just plowed into a bunch of Christmas partiers on the street that were having a Christmas party, and killed six and injured dozens. And he apparently killed the driver who had been – he hijacked the truck and killed the driver and just dumped him in the passenger seat. And now they're saying they might not have the right guy. they thought they caught him, the driver who did this, but now they're saying maybe not. They have a Somali.
Meaning that that there's an armed, and crazy guy loose in Berlin. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right. They're telling people to be very cautious right now in Berlin and watch.
Well, it sounds like what happened in France last year, Nice, France.
It is. And many
people. Remember on that boardwalk when that guy. Now, that was an act of Islamic Jihad.
It was. And okay. People are saying this is a lot like it. The radical jihadists in their. They have magazines. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
In their magazine, their publication. they have told people, they said, you don't need to make a bomb. You don't need a gun even. Just get in a truck. And in their words, they said, quote, mow the infidels down like grass. That was what they said months ago, and now it's happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I tell you, I hate to say this, but Europe, just they're used to this by now, and they're might as well get used to it. It's a new normal. You're going to have, and you're not going to be able to stop it. You can't stop what you can't stop that.
There's no way. There's no way.
A guy hijacks a truck,
right,
and runs it into a crowd. There's no. You can do whatever you want to on anti-terrorism efforts, or you're not going to be able to stop.
If you knew it was coming, you could put concrete barriers up, and they did that like for parades. So what they're starting to do with large gatherings, they're starting to put up concrete barriers around, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. There was a threat there, and they just put up dump trucks in the streets leading up to it so that nobody could get around them. That's one thing you can do, but there's always going to be crowds. And my question today that I'm looking into, I hope they'll have a story written about this for tomorrow or following days, is it's not too long before this kind of terror visits us here. What do we have to do as Americans? How do we have to live in a day and age when someone can the enemy could be right next door to you and or driving a truck down the street where you happen to be walking?
Right.
You know, right. Steve, I saw one of those analysts was on TV last night and talking about, Steve, your exact point,
yep,
that what has changed now is that in World War One and World War Two, you could be in the U.S., but the front lines were, you know, hundreds and thousands of miles away. And he said it in a very kind of a memorable way. He said, now you are on the front lines the moment you walk out of your front door. That terror, which used to be over there, a long way away, is now next door to us. I mean, it's you. The front line is everywhere. The problem is, I mean, let's say in Berlin, those Christmas markets, very popular. That's a European thing. And that tradition of the Christmas market opens when Advent begins and then it closes, you know, on Christmas Eve, and people go and there's markets there and you have food. And it's a really festive thing. And it's been going on for hundreds of years in Germany. So this, whoever did this knew exactly what he's doing, but there'd be a lot of people there. And there is a certain symbolism of making a terrorist attack like this during Christmas season at a Christmas market. These people know what they're doing.
They absolutely do. It occurs to me that Israel has been living with this tension for decades now. I've got some calls into the Israeli embassy here to see if there's anything that we in America can learn from Israel as to how we live with this kind of tension when it comes to visit us. Granted, Israel is a much smaller place to protect than the United States is, so I don't know if many lessons will necessarily transfer over, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. It's a weird, and you know, Ray, there used to be lines,
right,
literal lines. The Maginot Line was a line of defense on the French border, I believe it was, between France and Germany. And
right.
And you used to be able to put on a map and you'd say, this is how far the enemy has advanced. And they draw, right, a literal line on a map. But the enemy today and in this battle is everywhere and nowhere. It's terrifying, frankly.
Yeah, how do you, Tim? How do you stop a guy who number one hijacks a Polish truck, evidently shoots and stabs the driver, killing him, and then takes the truck and plows it into a bunch of people. He's already willing to die.
Europe has got real problems because they've let
so many in.
They've let millions of Muslims into Europe, and a lot of them have come in with this latest flood. The last year or so we've been reading about in the news, and these people are unvetted. They are not screened properly. You don't know where they're coming from. And two, anytime you have a group of 100 Muslim men, ages 18 to 40, you're going to have a certain percentage of them that are going to be very susceptible to the teachings of, I guess some would call it radical Islam or jihadism. And that's just a fact. You look at around the world, the acts of terrorism are almost always done by Muslim men that fall into that demographic I just mentioned. When something like that happens in Berlin, we don't go, I don't know if it was a Lutheran or a Muslim. It's probably 50-50.
Right.
No, we all know almost with certainty what happened when things like that occur. Now, you'll get your people who are mentally ill do things like that, out in public sometimes, like the man out in Colorado that went to the movie theater, but there's a difference, obviously, between somebody who's mentally ill and then somebody who's religiously motivated.
Yeah.
And that's been the whole thing with Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Barack Obama will not admit that you can be religiously motivated to kill, unless you're going back to the Crusades. But Donald Trump is going to say Islamic jihad, Islamic terrorism. It's going to be a big difference in how this issue is treated, don't you think, Ray?
Well, number one, Trump got elected because he said things that other people were unwilling to say, right? Mm-hmm. He got elected because he wasn't going to be politically correct. So that's one thing right there. And then two, I'm just thinking about this attack in Berlin. It's a classic example of asymmetric warfare. They said on the news coming out of Berlin last night that the authorities told people to look out for anything unusual. Well, here's the problem. Okay, the guy who hijacked the truck, it was a truck carrying steel pipe, the kind of stuff that you use in construction. So if you see a truck coming down the road and there's a guy driving it and it's got steel pipe, you're not going to think, well, that's unusual. You're going to think, that's a construction worker. He's on his way to a construction site. There's going to be nothing to even warn about until he suddenly swerves into the crowd. I mean, all the advantage goes to the terrorist in an attack like this, because if you don't stop them at the border, how are you going to stop him after he's hijacked a truck? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that happened in Berlin yesterday. But as I said, it's kind of a 24-hour news story because these things are happening so frequently, especially in Europe. We've seen these kinds of attacks. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Walker, what do you got up at our Facebook page now?
Well, I have the article about Russell Moore and how Pastor Robert Jeffress takes Russell Moore to task over his ongoing criticism of everyone who disagrees with him. And the also have up the terrorist attack in Berlin from the New York Times. It says,
what about our action alert having to do with National Geographic?
Yes, I have that up also.
Okay, good. At our Facebook page for Today's Issues on American Family Radio. What else you got there, Steve?
How about a good news story?
Yeah, let's have some good news.
Excuse me. The good news is that my cold is almost gone, but not quite. So it's not quite good news. They are doing some amazing things in medicine and science right now. And what they are, what AP is reporting right now is that they are using adult stem cells. These are the ethical kind of stem cells to repair the heart of a 4-month-old on the operating table This little child was born with a heart defect where they didn't have part of the heart. And so what they're doing is they're injecting these borrowed stem cells into the child's heart to hopefully grow the heart back to normal. And it's just amazing the kind of things that are going on in the research right now with stem cells. And by the way, at one point they were keeping score. I don't know what the score is now, but it's something in the hundreds to zero, the number of effective treatments that are happening with ethical adult stem cells as opposed to the unethical embryonic stem cells where they have to cull these cells from a human embryo. So they haven't been able yet to figure out how to work with the unethical version of this medicine. But the ethical version, the adult stem cells, they flip a switch in the cell and it starts programming, reprogramming the cells around it to grow back. It's just amazing what's happening in medicine right now.
You know, in the days to come, we're going to see, Steve, huge improvements in cancer research exactly because of this. That, I mean, the way you said it, they're going to take these adult stem cells, they're going to reprogram them, put them inside some of these cancer cells, and they're going to turn off the cancer. We're not, you know, we're not there yet, but I think we're just around the corner from
really
some amazing medical advances. So yes, we needed some good news today. Glad to hear that.
It points out to me also, Ray, and probably you reflect on this as well. What a creative God we have that would design our bodies so that they can heal themselves. Just the plain fact, if I get a paper cut, it heals itself is amazing to me. But that the way that God designed the cell, as we go deeper and deeper, we're seeing more and more of the glory of God in his creation and how he created it. Just amazing, amazing things that are going on in the human body.
Well, the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And isn't it amazing that it has taken medical science all these thousands of years to catch up with what the Creator programmed into the human body from the very beginning?
People think that science and faith are at odds. They are not.
They're not.
They're not. It's not that we worship God, the God of things we don't understand, that as long as we don't understand something, we're going to have a God that, you know, we must explain it by God. The more we learn, the
right.
more we see the glory of God in his creation and the complexity and the laws that he designed the universe to work around. And it's amazing to read quantum mechanics,
right.
Where all the regular rules of physics get tossed out the window if you go infinitely small.
Right.
But yet still there's rules around that God put in place. And all from a word, all the word of God, he spoke and it came into being. It just blows my mind.
I remember what Francis Schaeffer used to say, that in the end there will be no final conflict between God's word rightly understood and the facts of science rightly understood. There may be, we see some conflict different levels now, but that's only because science hasn't gotten down to the bottom line yet. But in the end, all truth is God's truth.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Ray, for co-hosting with me today.
Thanks, Tim.
And my thanks to Steve Jordahl.
Steve, thank you, Tim.
OneNewsNow.com, right?
OneNewsNow.com.
For
Go
all
there now.
The best news site?
It's the best news site in the world.
In the
there
world.
You go.
In the world.
We're just saying it. Just saying, people.
I've got to be honest.
Check it out for yourself. OneNewsNow.com, OneNewsNow.com. My thanks to Steve and Walker and Ray. And others, Fred, who made an appearance on our program today. Take care. Keep listening to American Family Radio. The Bible teaching program of Dr. Alistair Begg is straight ahead.